Maitland, you love Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm.
Well documented.
Yeah.
What do you love about it?
I don't really know. I think it's the fact that everything is branded as like Buc-ee's. Like you go in there, they've got beef jerky. You think, man, we're out of coffee pods at our Airbnb. They've got them there with the beaver on them and everything. Plus, there's just stuff like really cool, funny shirts that say like "Believe in the Beaver" or.
I mean, but lots of places have stuff branded
it's
with their name on it.
Stupid, and it's fun, and they have really good brisket
and clean bathrooms.
So and really, clean
they
bathrooms.
Do have the cleanest bathrooms. I've been waiting for like the other shoe to drop with Buc-ee's. Because they're fun, but people are like, oh my God, they're putting one in 300 miles from me. I'm so excited. That's a bizarre thing. And at some point, it's still a big business conglomerate that you kind of expect the other shoe to drop. There aren't a lot of big businesses that you would later find out, well, they treat their people perfect and they give a lot of money away.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if this is it, but they have been smacked in the nose with a white glove and challenged to a duel by British duelist John Oliver from Last Week Tonight.
Is that what you're called?
He's a British duelist.
Yes.
Buc-ee's loves to sue other companies, particularly those with animal mascots. They filed over a dozen lawsuits over the years and threatened a bunch more. And incredibly, to date, Buc-ee's has won nearly all of the cases that it's brought, usually because other companies opt to settle and redesign their logos or just fold completely. And that is probably because most just don't have the resources to fight a company this big. But Buc-ee's should be careful here, because as one legal expert has said, the more you do this, the more you might run into somebody who has the means or the will to fight with you about it.
And
that is
where
we come in. Yeah. It turns out we very much have the will to get into a fight with Buc-ee's. We also happen to already have a rodent mascot on hand, one Mr. Nutterbutter, who's helpfully no stranger to frivolous lawsuits. I'm so happy to announce that you can now buy this image on a variety of products, from tumblers to hats to shirts to onesies to mugs to pajamas to umbrellas to stickers,
I mean,
to socks, to
it
of
couldn't
course.
Be more trademark infringement.
Yeah, I mean, it says Buck Off, and it's basically the Buc-ee's logo, but with their squirrel mascot from this show.
Underwear. You can buy any or all of these items for a limited time at buck-off.com, with all profits going to Hunger Free America. So if any prominent gas station chain out there has an issue with our new logo and products and wants to get lawyers involved, then you know what? Bring it the f*** on. In doing so, you'd be directly taking food out of hungry people's mouths. And it's also worth knowing that Mr. Nutterbutter currently has a perfect record in court, and the last guy who sued us over him is technically dead now. That is not a threat. That's not a threat. It's just an objective fact. So at this point, Buc-ee's, I guess the beaver nugget is in your court. The next move is yours.
Now he's walked into a fake storefront facade
everything
of
about
Buck
it.
Off
everything
that looks like just Buc-ee's. Like Buc-ee's. Their mascot's coming out.
Gonna be, and you know who else is looking forward to finding out? This guy! He's here! He's back! Hey, buddy! Hey!
Oh my God.
So what do you do if you're Buc-ee's? Because, I mean, no press is bad press. And you can't sue.
I think
unless
you
sue with a sense of humor somehow.
Right,
right?
You start a funny battle back and forth
if they're smart.
Yeah,
like you saw those companies
collab
when Stephen Colbert had the Colbert Report.
Yeah,
and he would trash a company, and then all of a sudden they would be the only sponsor for the next episode. I think Arby's did that with him or something.
Yeah,
right. That was always really smart, because he'd stick the thumb in their eye.
Yeah,
and then they'd go, fine, here's both of our eyes, stick both thumbs in. And then you're like, oh, I kind of like the way that company did that.
Yeah, because there's a girl on TikTok who does graphic design, and then she did this one video where she took someone's logo, butchered it, and it's like Under Armour or something like that, or Nike, and just totally butchered it. It looked like a kid with a crayon did it.
Okay.
And that company responded. She went super viral, and more companies started reaching out to her to be like, ooh, us next, us
oh,
next.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got the Detroit Lions.
Yes, exactly. And so many companies here and there, you'll see, like, they've got this
really dingy looking logo and her video goes viral and it's something she did. But when you lean into it like that, it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. They got to lean in.
I think that's the only, I mean.
They won't, though.
Only way to do it.
No, probably not. But I guess, I don't know. I don't know what the parent company of that is, if there is one.
I think they're privately owned still.
Is it?
Yeah. Maitland, what do you think? You're in the pocket of big business. You know, their brisket's not even cooked in the store. It's prepared and then heated up out of a can.
Is it?
That's what somebody says. I have no idea if that's true or not.
Probably.
Brisket in a can?
I eat SpaghettiOs.
I don't know that it's canned, but they're set. This person, who I don't know if they have any credibility before I'm getting sued by Buc-ee's, says their brisket isn't even made at the store. It's cooked elsewhere, shipped, and heated up.
So you added
from a Chinese brisket barrel.
You added in a can.
Well, what do they ship it in?
I don't know. Some kind of sealed.
It's got to be a
sealed bag.
Yeah. A sealed bag.
A bag.
Is a bag better than a barrel or a can?
I mean, yes.
Steve, do you think if somebody said, "Come on over to this new authentic Texas brisket restaurant. They have the best bagged brisket in America."
You know, like bacon comes in. It comes in that plastic like shrink wrap thing.
Mm-hmm. Soup from Panera comes in a bag. They literally just dump it into crock pots and serve it.
Oh, so you're mad at them for doing what Buc-ee's allegedly
no,
does?
No, I'm just letting you know it's everybody does it.
They're not acting like it's fresh soup.
You're also telling a bitch who loves beefaroni. Like, I'm not the one.
You're getting Buc-ee's defensive. Seems like you need to buck off.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so defensive. Fuck with me.
Saying I'm so defensive definitely made you seem less defensive.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Maitland, how are you? Are you fine?
Totally.
I'm fine. Fine. Fine, 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 fine.